Humans are born prey. Fragile. Afraid. The Imperium selects a chosen few, children we break over decades of conditioning, purging them of weakness, carving out their fear. Those that survive are reborn with the strength to level cities, to conquer worlds. The power must be controlled, fear forged into obedience, into faith. Centuries ago, I chose a child filled with pain and rage. A child who had never known fear. What could a soul like that be capable of?
Lucky? No, no such thing as luck. No. Now, I believe everything happens for a reason. I do, and I can prove it to you. Now, this winter has been especially cruel. A few weeks back, I sent a group of men out nearby town to look for food. Only a few came back. Said that the others had been slaughtered by a crazy man. Get this. He's a crazy man traveling with a little girl. You see? Everything happens for a reason.
Okay, what if I told you you were delving for the most spectacular treasures ever scribed by man or maid? Behold, an ember. With the proper spark, these magnificent creations of the old ones paint mesmerizing pictures in the air. And the ruins below us are full of them. A feast for the eyes beyond description, just as my old Gramps promised me. He was here 40-odd years ago. He was one of the first to lead a delving party into the West. He discovered the ancient cities around us, plumbed the depths of this ancient structure, found the hollow underneath, and the glowing embers all about.
Robert Robertson III. There was Grandpa Bobby, then my dad, who I called Dad but everyone else called Robbie, and then me, Robert, because I wanted to be taken seriously. Gramps was the first Mecha Man. He died in the suit before I was born. Dad was killed fighting Shroud. That's when I took over. There was a little inheritance and the life insurance money. Just your run-of-the-mill sad superhero origin story. The family tradition, if there is one, is dying in that suit, which I guess I don't have to worry about anymore.
Whoa, check it out! I've never seen so many buffalo up close before! Beautiful creatures, wise eyes, all Jewish too, canonically Jewish creatures actually. Oh, nope, too innocent, I'm not shooting the duffalo. Killing innocent animals is something I am specifically trained to not do. No, I get a lot of our enemies look weird like that, but that's just the duffalo. It's probably still hard for you humans to tell the difference. No, I am saving my strength for something that can fight back. Oh, just the man I need. The mayor's asked me to clean up this little rose garden. You can start by getting on that mower. Don't be shy, lad. Give that lawn mower the old tug and squeeze, just like in the Navy.
Oh, you've come just in the nick of time. I came in as usual, opened up shop, counted till, went to make my first pie of the day, and then realized we've no meat. I can't make a pie without meat. It's the second most important ingredient. I hate to say this, but you'll have to get down to Sam's Hams and pick us up some of his steak.
Hey, you look pretty new at this, so here's a helpful little hint. We're the toughest enemies in the game, so turn around, level up, and come back. This is one of those parts where you find a really hard enemy early, and you gotta come back and fight it later, okay? Bye!